With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Even as China doubles down in its public posture against President Trump's tariffs on Chinese goods, Asian expert Gordon Chang says China will ultimately lose the battle. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Chang says America holds all the cards in this standoff.
Yeah, the only thing that China really can do at this point is to intimidate President Trump, to force him to back down. I don't think that our president is going to surrender, though, because he does know that the U.S. market can't be replaced. It is the world's largest. I think President Trump is going to win this, but it is going to be a close contest because the Chinese, as they say, they lose their economy if they lose this tariff war.
Gordon Chang adds President Trump is never likely to be intimidated by China. His full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on the Salem News Channel. A former Trump campaign advisor says Democrats will lose the 2026 midterms because they insist on taking the wrong side of the so-called 80-20 issues. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Tim Murtaugh says he's held to a political saying for years.
May you always be blessed by having terrible politicians as opponents.
And he says despite their loss in 2024, the Democrat talking points are never hard to predict.
If Donald Trump is on one side of an issue, the Democrats reflexively pick the other side.
And Murtaugh says when it comes to the 80-20 issues, the Democrats have what he calls an
amazing knack for picking the 20. Every single time.
Murtaugh spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 619 points. The Nasdaq rose 337. The S&P 500 advanced 95. This is SRN News. The killing continues in Nigeria.
Another 60 Christians have been slain by radical Muslim Fulani herdsmen in the country's restive north, where believers have been under siege for more than a decade. In addition to the dead, nearly 400 homes were destroyed by the Fulani and 1,000 people displaced. In fact, two Muslim radical groups are operating in Nigeria these days, and between them they've killed tens of thousands of Christians while the government seems incapable of responding. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to a pair of recent studies, nearly 40% of black workers feel comfortable talking about their faith with people at work. That's the highest of any racial group. In addition, black Americans are more likely than other racial groups to display or wear religious symbols such as jewelry or head coverings. However, many black Christians fear that talking about their faith at work will lead to condemnation or discrimination. This is SRN News. An update on an oil spill.
Workers have recovered thousands of gallons of crude oil from an underground pipeline spill on North Dakota farmland. However, the owner of the line says it remains unclear when oil will again start flowing to refineries. South Bow is still investigating the cause of the spill along its pipeline near Fort Ransom, North Dakota, about 60 miles southwest of Fargo. The spill released an estimated 3,500 barrels onto farmland. John Scott reporting.
Officials say three people were killed and one was injured when a small plane crashed Friday morning in South Florida near a major interstate highway and pushed a car onto railroad tracks. Boca Raton fire rescue officials say the plane crash that killed all three people on board emitted a fireball when it hit the ground, injuring a person in a nearby car. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.